Monday, the 28th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. We're continuing through October to just think about some of the mysteries that we encounter in the mysteries of the Rosary. And again, we're on a Monday. And so today's mystery that we're going to think about is one that I think speaks to the heart of every child, and that is the finding in the temple. So first off, you have to remember how old Jesus was when this story happened. He was 12. How many of you are 12? Some of you may be smaller than 12, and you may look up to those grade 6s and 7s who are 12 years old, and you may think that they know everything that's going on. And some of you may be older than 12, and you may remember when you were at the top of the primary school and you thought that you knew everything that was going on, and maybe now you're in high school and you're not so sure anymore. But 12-year-olds are very confident people. All the 12-year-olds I know are very confident people. You are learned to read, you can do your maths, you've got everything sorted. It feels like the world is your oyster. And you haven't yet had to deal with all the difficulties that come when you hit high school. And that's cool. So this was the age Jesus was. And he travels up to Jerusalem from Nazareth with his parents. And we know it takes them a whole lot of days to walk to Jerusalem from Nazareth. It's not something that they nip up the road quickly. It takes them days to walk there. And they go up for one of the big festivals. And while they are there, Jesus gets to go and be in the temple. Now, you have to remember that in Judaism at that time, there was only one temple, the temple in Jerusalem. In our time now, does anybody know, is there a temple in Jerusalem now? The correct answer is, of course, that there isn't. The temple in Jerusalem that was destroyed in the year 70, so that's almost 2,000 years ago, has never been rebuilt. There is only one wall of it remaining. And even now, Jewish people will go to the wall, the Wailing Wall, that is the one wall of the temple that still remains standing, after 2,000 years, and they might write prayers and put them into the gaps in the wall. And I even know there's a picture I have seen of one of the popes going to Jerusalem, and he also knelt to pray by the Wailing Wall and placed a little prayer in the Wailing Wall. Pope John Paul II. So this was that temple that Jesus was in, the one that was going to be destroyed in the year 70 by the Romans. And in the temple, you found all the best scripture scholars and thinkers, the theologians, the people who, when you're reading the scriptures, they're described as the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the scribes. All of those people, the very best ones, would want to be in the temple. They're studying, thinking about the writings of the prophets, the writings of the Jewish law, all those books that make up the Hebrew Testament, which is the first part of the Bible we Christians use, the Hebrew Testament. There Jesus is, and he's 12. And he starts talking and asking questions. And the people who are listening to him are amazed. Now, these aren't ordinary people. These are people who have been studying the Torah their whole lives. They're scholars, they're academics, and here is a child talking to them, and it's amazing, and they can't believe what he's saying. And Jesus gets very involved in doing this. While this is going on, the group from Nazareth finish what they're doing at the temple, the festival's over, and everybody packs up to go home. But Jesus doesn't go home with them, he goes to the temple. Now, at that time, it was common for Jewish women to move in one group and for Jewish men to move in another group, rather than, maybe that's a bit different to how it is if you go away somewhere, you might go with your family and your mom and your dad and all of you are all together. But at that time, it was more common for the woman to be in one group and the men to be in another group. And this is where Jesus' age is very important. If he'd been a lot younger than 12, he would definitely have been with Mary. But at 12, Jewish boys make their bar mitzvah. They kind of become adults. And so he could have been with Mary, but he equally could have been with Joseph. And the two groups set off. And it takes a while for Mary and Joseph to realize that he's not with Mary and he's not with Joseph. 3 days, we're told, he's missing. Well, you can imagine. Can you imagine how your parents would be if they suddenly realized that you were nowhere to be found and that you weren't with the other parent and you weren't with your grannies or your granddad or your aunts or your uncles, and they looked everywhere and they couldn't find you? And eventually, they leave the group they're traveling with and they travel all the way back to Jerusalem to try and find him. And when they find him, where is he? He's sitting in the temple, preaching and teaching and answering questions. And Mary's quite cross with him. She's like, how could you do this? And you can imagine, what would your mom or dad say? They would not be happy with you, would they? But Jesus says to her, but I must be about my Father's business. And this is the first time we hear in the scripture of Jesus knowing who he is and who his Father in heaven really is and what he's supposed to be doing. Obviously, he probably already knew it, but it's the first time we hear of it in the scriptures, in the story. And then Luke, who writes the story, says something very strange. He says, but then Jesus didn't argue with them a lot. He didn't say, I have to stay here, you must all move to Jerusalem. Instead, he goes home with them and he obeys them. And then Luke says, and he grows in stature, in body, so he gets bigger, because if any of you have been 12 and then you've turned 13 or 14, you'll know you go through a growth spurt and you start getting really big. He grows, and in wisdom. He also grew in wisdom. And so he just became more and more and more the person he was going to be. And that's going to happen to you too. In fact, it's even happening, hopefully, to all the adults around you, that we are all growing in wisdom. That's the story of the finding in the temple. And maybe the story is, if you want to take something away from it, even when you know that what you're doing is right and that you've got a reason for why you want to do what you do, it's a good idea to check in with your parents first and, like Jesus, to obey them, even if what they want you to do is not the thing you think you ought to be doing. Let's close our eyes now. Let's ask that we might have a heart like Jesus, the desire to read the scriptures, to learn and to grow in wisdom, but also the desire to listen to our parents, our teachers, the adults around us whose job is to care for us. Lord, let us be like you were as a child, able to grow physically, but also emotionally and intellectually, so that we might become wise adults like you. Amen.